The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
3 days grace right there. It's never too late. Well, that's not true. Sometimes it is too late. Sometimes it just, we waited too long. It's too late. Like if a building closes. You want to have dinner and they're closed at 11? It's too late. You can't have dinner here. It's too late. 3 days, they lied to you about that. It's a fact. Jeremy's out this morning. Operation Hydration is cruising along right now. Doing really well. This summer's been really good. Had a lot of people dropping off a ton of stuff, and our friends at Learn and Row are helping out. Porta Subs is in on this thing. It's just been great. And we're grateful that you guys are in on this. Every time. A Rehab Monster, Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, a surprise. Everybody's helping us out, dropping off cases of water. And Jeremy's out this morning at Broadway and Rural. Is he on there? All right, Jeremy's there right now. Broadway and Rural, you drop that case of water off with Jeremy, and he's got all sorts of stuff to help you with. And you can meet old Jer. Jerry, there?
Yes, I am, sir.
How are you this morning, old Jeremy?
I'm doing great, Johnny. How you doing?
Doing good, friendo. Jeremy had a doppelganger picture.
I see you were in the Marines earlier. That's nice.
Yeah, that's weird. We were talking about the doppelganger, and then Jeremy showed one. There's an ad of what looks exactly like you crawling around. I wouldn't have known that one, too. So the simulation is completely shattered if you and I are being reused. There's too many people if our faces...
Yeah, especially me in advertisements. That's just wrong
right.
Casting.
You should have never, ever been in an advertisement where they used your face for anything other than, do you want to change your face? You're a before picture. Yeah, we both are, Jeremy. We're both before pictures. Nobody strives to look like this. And people, you can go see what I'm talking about live in person at Broadway and Rural at the Safeway. What do you got for us, Jer?
I got the normal stuff, bandanas, stickers, CDs, DVDs, but I also got some tickets to Pop Evil over at the Marquee Theater on the 25th. So come on by, donate a couple of cases, and tell me you want to see Pop Evil, and the tickets are yours.
Simple as that. All right, head on out there, drop off that water, and Jeremy will hook you up with some cool stuff. Broadway and Rural Road, hardest road to pronounce in all of Arizona. Rural Road. Should have been Rural Boulevard or Rural Street. Rural
Road. Or just something else.
Just other than Rural. Safeway, that's where he is, Broadway and Rural. All right, Jeremy, we'll talk to you in a little while. Thank you, man.
Talk to you later, sir.
He's out there all morning long. You can help out. Right now, it's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this... The Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters and Mick Ultra. Hooters is your Gold Cup headquarters. CONCACAF. Watch the games with some hot wings and an ice-cold Michelob Ultra draft on special in your Umbros while you're sitting there playing a little football with CONCACAF in the Gold Cup. Only at Hooters. And Mick Ultra is helping you out getting through those soccer games. Brady Report.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy Hammock Day.
Okay. That sounds nice.
It's not food related. What the hell?
A little hot for hammock day here. I had a hammock between two palm trees in my backyard. It looked great. That just looks great. You lay on one of those things for like 2 minutes. You're like, this is the biggest waste of time ever. The laziest I could have ever felt. It's a nice day, but I could be doing something better than laying down outside.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The hottest place on earth lost the title. It held it for 90 years. When it was found that the guy making the original measurements likely misread the thermometer.
Right.
That was in the Mediterranean, the city of El Azizia in northern Libya. Now the title belongs to Death Valley, California.
Got it back. 134? Is that the hottest?
I don't have the average. But
they have a big thermometer outside of Death Valley when you drive into the park. And it's this big giant. It's almost like triangular if I remember it right. But it's got this thing, the current temperature. And when I was there, it was 121, and it was like probably May or June. And then later that summer, it hit like 130 pretty. And this year, they had one that said 135, but they say that that thermometer is really inaccurate around 130, so they have an official temperature somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because it's this digital readout. You can take your picture with it. It's insane.
134 degrees, July 10th, 1913 in Greenland Ranch in Death Valley.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's pointless.
Why would you?
It's
yeah, what is in Death Valley?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the shot of Star Wars, a more desolate hive of treachery and thieves you'll never meet. You know, that thing where they just shoot that, and it just always looks like it's kind of, it's just gross.
Yeah.
It's big.
128 is the record here.
Here in Phoenix or in Arizona?
Arizona.
Where did they get that, in Bullhead City?
Havasu.
Let me find out.
Had to be. Had to be along the river.
Yeah.
And it had to be the day we hit 122. So it had to be like June something of
Lake Havasu City.
1990.
94.
94.
June 29th.
Geez, I wonder what we were.
The Japanese term, ryotazuke.
Don't. With the Japanese.
Nailed it. Means a person who uses two swords in a battle. And it also means bisexual.
Oh.
He does use two swords.
Well, not necessarily, Richard. There are women involved. You can be a girl bisexual. It's just called super hot.
Cows hate the sound of a cowbell. It hurts their sensitive ears.
Oh,
so we put them around their neck.
Yeah. The chocolate river in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Thank you for finishing.
Was made
that.
Out of actual chocolate.
No kidding.
It spoiled during filming, and it smelled awful by the end of the.
Oh, they kept the movie same wrap. Stuff in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Augustus fell into.
When it was fresh.
The real chocolate river.
Yep.
That's real chocolate that little German boy dumped into.
Yep.
That's oh, man. That's
repulsive.
Yeah.
Well, enough chocolate to color the water, obviously.
Wasn't right. But well, it wasn't all chocolate. It had to keep it moving. Otherwise, it just sat there. But still, it's mostly just still
and
sticky.
That tube,
and gross.
Even
well, I don't think that might have been.
A dummy was in there, obviously. But.
I don't know, Brady. Maybe not. Could have used some sort of special effect or turned the camera over, but.
Free tacos today, boys. Taco Bell's handing them out because last Tuesday, Milwaukee came back in the second half. They said anytime during the championship.
Right.
So you can go in.
Were they
and get
down
your
at halftime?
Last week.
Yeah, on Tuesday's game.
Yeah, they were down at the half Tuesday.
Yep. Huh. By four, we were up like 16 at one time.
Yeah, 16 at the end of the first quarter. No, they were up 5 at the half on Tuesday.
Was it 5? Yeah.
No, the Bucks were up 5 at half on Tuesday. It was like 50-45 because they came all the way back. So it must have been the game before, the weekend, the game 5 here. Must have been
Well, they said
Saturday.
The NBA Finals on Tuesday. I thought it was the other way around. It had to have been because they.
That's not right because at halftime of Tuesday, the Bucks were leading.
Well, they got it wrong, and we get free tacos.
Well, either way, one of those games, we're getting tacos. You get free tacos every time the Diamondbacks score 6 runs. So, if all 2000,
which lately, that's not
it's
too,
not
yeah.
happening.
Yeah,
they're
safe bet.
A lot of tacos saved.
In a new survey, 75% of the people admitted to trying to hide embarrassing items among a larger purchase at a grocery store.
Sure.
And here are the top 10 most embarrassing items.
Rubbers.
Number one.
Tampons.
Emergency contraceptives were number two.
FDS.
Bed bug spray.
Anything that makes your vagina better. Vagisil.
Head lice treatment.
These are all silly.
Hemorrhoid cream. Diarrhea relief.
Yeah.
Pregnancy tests. Adult diapers. Now your period.
Vagisil, tampons.
In, and cold sore treatment were the top 10.
Suns were up 47-42 on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Suns were up 5?
They
so
were
it was the other
up.
Way. They were
up
5?
5.
So they
at
were
the
up 17
of,
and then
at
up
the end
5
of the
Tuesday.
Third, it was 77-77.
Okay. Thanks, Taco Bell. I thought they were losing it. I thought they
completely
gave away.
I thought so, too.
Away.
I was with you. I thought so, too.
Gave the game away.
Someone pulled 1,000 Americans to see what Olympic events were most likely and least likely to watch. 43% said swimming. Swimming's the number one is in the top 5. Artistic gymnastics came in second.
As least watched?
No, more most interested to watch.
Oh, they want to watch.
Well,
ugh.
It got 39% of the
And the reason why is because that's usually gymnasts who were bad at gymnasts, and then they're older now, so they're like 19. It's okay to look at them.
They said they like the balance beam and the vault. Rhythmic gymnastics are less popular.
Yeah.
Diving was third. Beach volleyball, fourth.
One.
Basketball was the rounding out the top five. The poll also looked at events we don't care about.
The velodrome.
Handball, water polo, field hockey, judo, ping pong, sailing, rugby, canoeing, badminton.
Yeah. Water polo is probably the most amazing sport they do because they never touch the ground. They're always swimming. But it's just heads and arms. You can't tell who's what.
People getting raked in the water.
Yeah, people getting beat up, but it's just bobbing heads and arms, and then all of a sudden they just shoot their white bodies fire up to their waist out of the water, and you're like, I don't know who's playing what. I don't know what side is. Everybody looks the same.
The sailing thing is pretty boring.
No, it's terrible.
Canoeing? Come on.
Marathon's a dumb one. They always do that the last day.
The pentathlon was up there, too.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up.
Researchers in Sweden looked at how much CO2, methane, and other gases the average person is responsible for. And men cause 16% more greenhouse gas overall.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's... There was a study on that? Come on. Yeah, that's common knowledge.
We know men fart more than women.
Yeah. There's that. And guys tend to drive more and use more gasoline.
Right, because jobs.
Yeah. Are these on?
What's
these
on? Damn it. I forget sometimes. But yeah, because men have jobs, all of them.
In Robbins, California, 2 weeks ago, there was a pigeon race held and a black... Escalade pulled up.
Whoa.
Come on.
What happened?
Sorry.
It's not even.
And some people got out of the Escalade with guns and swords and started stabbing and shooting people.
Now's when you should have paused for him.
People got out of an Escalade and just started swording other people?
Yeah. One guy got stabbed in the neck and shot twice, and he's still alive. He's in critical condition. Second victim was shot in the foot. Third victim was shot in the thigh.
Where was this?
Robbins, California.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when Tekashi 6ix9ine gets out of jail.
That's exactly right.
Well, investigators said they learned the attack was related to another pigeon racing event that happened a few weeks before.
Was Tyson there?
They were able to arrest two suspects.
This is exactly what I said. What's going wrong with the sport? And then all of a sudden, it starts happening. You can't have this stuff.
They arrested 22-year-old Karanjeet Singh. And
not the name I expected.
No, me neither.
Well, the swords kind of made me think maybe.
Oh, there you go.
Not Karen, but the Jit Singh part.
And then Satvir Singh Cheem was the second one
there
arrested.
We go. Mm. Now we're talking swords. And Yakisha.
There's big money in pigeon racing, too.
I wouldn't know. I stay away from it. It seems tough. I don't have any skills or training or pigeons. I find dead pigeons in my backyard. Because they smash into my windows like there's no tomorrow. I don't think that that's something I really want to watch race because it's just going to encourage them to go faster through my window.
Brady, I want you to relax for a second.
Oh, my God. Is this happening here live?
Just happened yesterday, apparently.
A teen injured in an explosion at a Dippin' Dots.
Ten injured.
Oh, my God. I thought it said a teen. 10 injured in an explosion at Dippin' Dots facility on Industrial Drive. Where is this?
I think this is in Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Paducah, Kentucky.
All right, so
they've had some bad luck there.
The flow and distribution of Dippin' Dots will slow, Brady. You need to hoard.
Man, that's a big facility. Whoa! Yeah, I'd say.
Freeze up all that ice cream.
That took a wing off.
I've never seen a grown man in a stranger spot than walking through the concourse of what was then Bank One Ballpark and pushing me aside going, Dippin' Dots. I'm like, what?
He stiff-armed you?
It was out of nowhere. We're just walking to our seats, and they had a little kiosk in the middle of the thing for Dippin' Dots, and he... Stop me, like, you know, it was like Marilyn Monroe just disrobed right in the middle of the thing.
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, that's, what is that?
It's like space ice cream.
Like, what in the, what's the difference?
It's little dots, frozen ice cream.
Isn't ice cream already frozen? I thought that was the point of ice cream.
Astronauts eat it.
This is what they eat. This is what fat astronauts eat.
I don't think astronauts take Dippin' Dots to space, Brady. I really don't. You got sold a bill of goods there.
But it's frozen ice cream.
I'm struggling with the difference.
Are you going to stock up today?
I might.
What is the Dippin' Dots difference? You went a little bit right?
The difference is it's bad ice cream.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
You don't like that? Boy, you were excited that day.
I just like the, you know, the concept.
Yeah, the concept. Gimmicks. Yeah.
Okay. The idea excites you.
Yeah.
You have a low bar.
So the execution just isn't there yet. You're hoping for better?
Really thought freezing frozen stuff would be better.
Cup of gelato.
It's the same.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to get you off track here. Back to work.
I've got a wild world.
Okay. Let's have it.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. We got a couple that went hiking in Russia. Anton and Nina Bagdov.
Not a lot of confidence.
Bogdanov.
Well, not even close.
Yeah, that's spot on.
You missed like...
I got like three or four letters that fell off of them.
I hadn't seen it in a while, but the Bogdanovs. Okay. They went hiking, and they noticed a couple hours in the hike they were being trailed by a bear. So they turned around and did the yell thing. And bear ran away. Bear came back.
Oh, boy.
And then started running after him. Yeah. They ran on the trail about 200 yards, then went down a steep incline, tried to shake the bear. It didn't happen. Yeah. Scaled up a tree.
That's where bears live.
10 days later, they were rescued.
Oh, man. Oh.
Treated them for 10 days.
The bear just hung around down
south.
It
hung around for the first 2 days. They were up in the tree for a while, and they took shifts. Balancing the other one like to so they can.
You said shit, right? Because yeah, they had to do that too.
Yep. These are on.
We have to. I have to tell you, not only do I need to take shifts, I need to take as well because let's drop some powder on the bear, huh?
Go ahead. You go ahead. Take first, and then I'll take next.
The tough thing was is that they dropped their backpack that had the food in it. Bear ate
that. They were just eating branches,
and then finally the bear went away like 2 days later. But then he, you know, they said, "Oh, it's clear." Doubled back around.
It's a nice tree, by the way, that you can live in for 10.
Was it a Swiss Family Robinson or something?
I mean, where do you get? Those are some sturdy branches.
Again, this is according to their story, too. Yeah, but right. they did, in fact, go into the forest 10 days. They were there for 10 days. It was just supposed to be a one-day hike.
They weren't burying a KGB spy or anything like that. They were just in there, got treed by a bear.
This is the story we stick to, Svetlana. We treed by bear. And we come out bitter on the other side. You stick to story as well. We take from top treetops.
Okay, that's what we say. We just
once people start getting a little too detailed, just tell them how hard it was to take from treetop. By the way, I bet you he was still like that with her too. Okay, so you've been in tree for 8 days. You've made me no sandwiches. What kind of woman are you here? This is I provide you a tree. You make me no food.
Attractive couple.
They're very attractive couple. Nina Bogdanov is pretty. I'd spend 10 days in a tree with her.
That's your wild, wild world.
Now turn your head. Don't you see me take
shifts? Nice.
No, I said take shifts. Jesus Christ, lady. What have you been eating?
For 10 days, they're dropping them out of the
tree.
Holy
cow, this is disgusting. She's taking, like, she keeps taking instead of shifts.
He told her to knock it off. You keep feeding the bear.
You're feeding him. He's getting fat. How much is inside of you? You're a thin lady.
A very active stomach and a little colitis.
It's just flying out of you. It's making me sick.
We'll end it with some radio videos. Got a couple of gems.
Are you still in the wild America?
I said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I just didn't hear you. I was up in the treetop with Svetlana.
I know you were.
All right. What do you got?
A little trampoline action. Guy running to try to run and jump.
In a ground trampoline.
Yeah.
I don't like those things at all.
And get snagged.
Oh! Yeah!
What's that?
A little snafu.
Oh, he stepped into the holes between the ground and the trampoline and just broke him in half. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh!
Ow!
Ow! I want to go home.
Oh, he's running towards it, and they still have those. That's that old style. They have the springs hanging out the side. The new ones are protected there, aren't they?
Usually there's a pad.
Yeah, they have something around it so they don't step in the hole. Well, that one's not so much. Goodbye, shinbone. Did his knee go too? Let me see that again.
And ankle.
I
think it all went.
I think his knee.
It's complete reconstruction.
Yeah, that whole thing is being rebuilt. Oh, God.
That's
ankle, shin, and knee. Ankle, shin, and knee. All broken in half. Oh, my goodness.
And I think you'd enjoy this. This is a little dogs jumping to It's a meme that
they don't get
around.
Hurt, do they?
No.
Okay, I can't watch it. I can watch cable.
Oh,
dogs leaping fences. Ah!
Oh, my God. Wee!
Is this the opening ceremonies? That's all they've resorted to this. Everybody's been fired. So
they take that meme, basically that audio, and they do it to a bunch of different things. It's
That's
hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah. That little guy saying wee to these dogs.
Right.
Leaping into them leaves.
Wee.
That's amazing. That last dog does
so
it from a standstill.
That Instagram page is, they got a bunch of
just
different
just that
versions
dude doing
of,
it.
Wee. Different things like people falling off bikes or.
Oh, that's funny. That dog jumping thing. That would be a better opening ceremonies than whatever they're planning with Mario and it's, you know, handicapped kids eating their poo.
Little cheerleading training going on here.
Like what I'm seeing so
putting
far.
Putting her up in the.
Girl, I ain't no Hollaback girl.
No.
Oh! They time it to the music on the other.
Practicing.
I like the second.
Practicing the throws has got to start slower than that kind of height. They get her up there. Oh, that guy's playing. When he threw her in the air, he quit on her immediately. So when they smashed down,
he quit?
Watch him go to his left. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's not confident in that at all.
He's like, she's not hitting me.
Oh, man. That's a bad throw. I'm going to let that one go.
This is the final one.
Wow.
Little boating, a little summer boating.
It's not what you think.
Okay, it looks like a guy. It looks like a guy is about.
This isn't scat, is it?
Yeah, it's about to crap on an old woman's head.
Guy's trying to get the Everroot.
Geddy Lee is about to get farted on. Okay.
On a un problème.
I don't know what these people.
La lait ne marche plus.
The Evinrude pull start engine. Don't get your face too close to that elbow. Oh, it's a strong elbow. So he's trying and standing up right off, and this little Greek lady's like just filming him. He sits down next to her.
That is Geddy Lee.
That's Geddy Lee. And then Alex Lifeson throws the elbow. I don't know what she said in Greek, but I bet she deserved it. Oh, man, that's a strong bow. Well done. I liked all of those.
Dippin' Dot.
We'll have more on the Dippin' Dot catastrophe later today, I'm sure, when Brady's newsfeed explodes. His phone's been dinging all morning.
The price, we're going to get gouged.
We're going to get crushed on the dots. And we're going to have to go back to frozen ice cream, not frozen ice cream.
Wee. Oh, my God. Wee.
It's so stupid, but it's funny.
You know what that is? This is Brady's oral. And this is Brady's actual sex.
Wee. Wee. Oh, my God. Wee.
That is a night of pleasure.
It's Brady's Pixar sex. That's it. Harlan Williams going to join us in a little while. I love Harlan. He's the best. There goes your Brady Report. Brought to you by Hooters and Mick Ultra. It's 98.
Big, red, badass.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.